Well, good morning. Welcome to Meadowlands Baptist Church. Today's our anniversary Sunday as we celebrate 25 years of God's faithfulness to our ministry. Our service today is going to include praising God in song for His goodness to His church, and we will actually be learning and singing a song that we've never sung here at Meadowlands. The title of the song is, "Oh, How Good It Is When the Family of God Dwells Together in Spirit, in faith, and unity." Many of you probably already know this song, so it's not going to be new to you. But for a number of others, we're going to learn it together. And so that will be later in the service today. We'll be hearing from God's Word as Pastor Kevin preaches from Peter's first epistle message. He's titled Gifts for the Church. And then we'll be observing the Lord's Supper together. If you were unable to pick up the elements, those are in the tables here in the middle of the gymnasium. And so as we sing, you're welcome to get up and go pick those up as we prepare for that in our service later. Our call to worship this morning comes from Ephesians chapter 2. It's a passage where Paul explains the nature of who we are as believers and what we are to do when we gather as Christ's church. So I trust that this will be a blessing as we read from God's Word this morning. Ephesians 2, beginning in verse 11. "Therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For He Himself is our peace, who has made both one and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in His flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in Himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that He might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And He came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through Him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ Himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building, being fitted together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit." God add His blessing to His word as it was read this morning. Our worship today begins with two hymns. "Sing praise to God who reigns above, the God of all creation, and the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord." Let's stand as we sing. Sing praise to God who reigns above, the God of all creation, the God of power, the God of love, the God of our salvation. With healing balm my soul He fills, and every faithless murmur stills. To God all praise and glory. But God's almighty power hath made His gracious mercy keepeth by morning glow or evening shade. His watchful eye ne'er sleepeth. Within the kingdom of His might, lo, all is just and all is right. To God all praise and glory. The Lord is never far away, but through long we
peace and joy and blessing. As with a mother's tender hand, he leads his own, his chosen band, to God all praise and glory. Thus all my toil, some way along, I sing aloud his praises, that men may hear the grateful song. His one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by Spirit and the Word. From them he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for yet one or all the earth, her charter of salvation, one Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace and mid toil and tribulation and tumult of her war, she wakes a consummation of peace forevermore, till with a vision glorious her longing eyes are blessed, and the great church victorious shall be the church at rest. Yet she on earth hath union with God the three in one, and mystic sweet communion with those whose rest is won. Oh, happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them, the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee.
Can remain standing while we pray. I'm going to ask Manuel Russo to come, and as he comes, please remember Brianna Strawn, one of our members in prayer. We've been praying for some time that her mom, who's in poor health, would be healed, as well as that Brianna would be able to minister to her soul as well. And as she was not a believer, we don't think, but we praise the Lord that God is with Brianna, even in this difficult time. Her mom did pass away on Friday morning. So if you would remember her in prayer, Manuel, would you come and pray for us?
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you now on this Lord's Day with great humbleness. We are gathered today as your children to honor and praise you and learn ever more about you. And as today being the 25th anniversary of Meadowlands Baptist Church, today we are to celebrate and remember what you have done in the past 25 years, how you have grown the church and how you have brought people to the church, and especially people you have saved here at Meadowlands Baptist Church. We are grateful and so thankful, and we pray for the next 25 years, or until the day you come, that you continue to grow the church, that we are able to plant more churches for your glory, but above all and more that people will be saved from their sins and have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. We also want to remember today, as your word says that we should do, to partake of the Lord's Supper, to remember what Jesus did on the cross. For there is only one way to the Father, and that is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us never forget. And even now, Lord, we do pray for Pastor Coates, as he still is in jail. And sometimes we can't even comprehend why this is. But Lord, we know who is on the throne. And he is in jail because maybe you need him to be there to shine a light on the gospel. But this one thing we do know, that you are in control, and all of this will be for your glory. We pray for him, we pray for his wife and his family, we pray for his church family, and as brothers and sisters in Christ together, let us continually pray for him. We pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ here at Meadowlands, who may be suffering during these times with financial needs, possibly mental, physical, and even especially spiritual needs. We pray for them, Lord. We think of Brianna Strawn and her mom, who has passed away. We pray for her. Pray for Brianna and her family, that you may give them comfort and peace during this difficult time. But Lord, let us never forget to be thankful. Thank you for your amazing power and work in our lives. Thank you for your goodness and your blessings over us. Thank you for you are able to bring hope through even the toughest times, strengthening us through for your purpose and glory. Thank you for your great love and care. Thank you for your mercy and grace, for we know what we were before Christ. Thank you for saving us. Thank you that you are always with us and never leave us. Thank you for your incredible sacrifice that was done on the cross and your glorious resurrection. Let us never forget what price was paid on our behalf, so that we might have freedom and life everlasting with you. Forgive us when we don't thank you enough for who you are. For all that you do, help us to set our eyes and our hearts on you daily. Renew our spirits, fill us with peace and joy. May we be an example for Christ to a dying world. We love you. We need you this day and every single day. We give you praise and thanks, for you alone are worthy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
You can receive it.
It was always a special opportunity every Lord's Day for us to gather together to sing and to fellowship and to worship our Lord. And we don't want to take that for granted. It is certainly a real blessing. But today is really a special reminder of God's grace in our church as we celebrate the 25th anniversary. Last year we had Tim Friesen as our guest speaker, who told us about the founding of this church in the year 1980. And you may be thinking, if you're doing the math, why are we celebrating 25 years if the church began in 1980? Well, it was because by 1996, the church had dwindled down to just about four or five people with no pastor. And in God's providence, the church that was called Northland Baptist at that time began to fellowship with a group in St. Albert called Faithway Baptist Church, pastored by Don Herb. And they were without a building, and so the Lord brought these two groups together. And in 1996, they started a new church together and renamed it Meadowlands Baptist Church. That was 25 years ago this month. The Lord has done a lot in the last 2.5 decades through this ministry. And we say, to God be the glory, great things he has done. Instead of having a guest speaker this year, we originally had invited Jim Tillotson, who was the former pastor, pastored here 18 years. But because he is in the States as the president of Faith Baptist Bible College, with all the travel restrictions, was unable to be with us. And so we have reached out to several of our ministry partners from all over the world that will be sharing some video greetings to us. And so really excited about that. You'll enjoy hearing from them. Some of you may say, I don't know many of these people, but these are missionaries or ministry partners that have been with us in the past or that are currently partnering with us. So we're going to begin with the first video from Jim and Joan Tillotson, who served here faithfully for 18 years.
Dear Meadowlands family, we were so looking forward to being with you to celebrate Meadowlands' 25th anniversary. Joan and I would echo what Paul wrote to the church in Philippi in Philippians 1:2-7. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making requests for you all with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Just as it is right for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart. We are very thankful to the founding pastor of Meadowlands, Don Herb, who brought two small churches together in March of 1996. I met Pastor Herb for the first time in the fall of 1996. He asked me to pray for 2 weeks before giving him an answer on whether Joan and I were willing to come and take his place. Due to poor health, he did not know if he could go through another winter. God moved in our hearts, and we became convinced that God was calling us to do this. We flew up together to candidate, and I can still remember Tom Day picking us up in his red and white panel van, as Pastor Herb could not drive due to his eyesight. All 10 people, all over the age of 50, voted unanimously to have us come to be the next pastor and pastor's wife of Meadowlands. We had to raise support, so we raised $2,000 a month and moved up in August of 1997. Even back then, that was pretty light. We were very poor in those early years, but rich in seeing God work in an amazing way. Helen Van Kunit was one of our first neighbors to get saved. Meadowlands took us on fully after 3 years, and when we left, we were so well paid, we took a pay cut to come to faith. We were blessed to serve with so many great deacons over the years, David Pruden and Harvey Dick being the first two. When we moved up, Ann and Tim were the first two kids in the church, and Corrine Marchak became our first Sunday school teacher, which she did faithfully for all 18 years of our ministry there. We are also thankful that God brought Larry and Alice Nelson to Meadowlands, that Alice became my administrative assistant after flatly refusing the first time I asked her to do so. I'm also so thankful for Tom Day, who volunteered for 1 year while Irene worked to oversee the building of our main sanctuary. I'm so thankful for Irv Tiede's work on both building projects and as a deacon. I remember having a building meeting in his hospital room while he was recovering from a ruptured spleen. I'm so thankful for everyone who worked on both projects and gave generously so that both are paid off. I'm so thankful God sent Pastor Jerry Asher and Lori, incredible servants, and Pastor Kevin and Holly, a great preacher and administrator.
Happy anniversary, Meadowlands. We love you and we miss you all. And this morning I ran across a verse that made me think of you in 1 Thessalonians, which says, "We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers." It's been so encouraging to see Meadowlands grow over the years. Through all the ups and downs, God has been faithful. We have such good memories of our 18 years at Meadowlands, and we miss you all very much. We are very thankful that you continue to be faithful to God and his work in Edmonton. I thank God because I know he has used this church to bring glory to his name. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor is not in vain."
Joan and I never thought that we would ever leave Meadowlands, but God was clear when he asked us to come to faith. Leaving Meadowlands was one of the hardest things we've ever done. We love you. We're so thankful and blessed by how you have loved us. It's one of the greatest works of God we have ever seen. There are too many great memories with so many dear friends. Mm-hmm. We can't properly take the time to thank you all. Lord willing, we look forward to seeing you next year. Congratulations on being a hub of evangelism and discipleship for the past 25 years. May we all continue to grow in our love for Christ, His Word, and each other. We love you guys.
Congratulations, Meadowlands, on 25 years of ministry at the location there on 17th Street. Lord bless you guys as you continue to serve Him, and we feel very thankful that the Lord allowed us to serve with you for the years that He gave us. And we're excited to see what the Lord has for Edmonton. And we're praying God's blessing on you. Have a great day. Enjoy the festivities.
Hello, Meadowlands family. Happy 25th anniversary. We are so happy for you. Meadowlands is close to my heart. Meadowlands is where I got saved. Meadowlands is where I got baptized. And Meadowlands is the church where I met real God-loving people. We have many wonderful memories from Meadowlands Baptist Church. Stay strong, my family. Be faithful and love God with all your heart. We love you and miss you.
We've joined Meadowlands 21 years ago in the year 2000 when Meadowlands had only 25 members about. We were able to sit at one table on Sunday nights to have suppers together at the basement of a white church building. 9 years later, in 2009, elders of Meadowlands Baptist Church laid hands on us and prayed and sent us on a mission to Poland, which we are serving ever since. We are faithful for your partnership and support over the years. And I'm sure today, you will answer the call from Psalm 105:5, and you will remember His marvelous works which He has done over the years in Meadowlands. Happy 25th anniversary. We wish we were there. God bless Meadowlands.
Good morning, Meadowlands Baptist. Brother Larry Nolan here from Klavik, Northwest Territories. Congratulate you, and excited to hear about your anniversary and 25 years. The church has grown there. Excited to be able to be a part of that. We're thankful for we've been associated with the church there for 15 years. We've been up in the Arctic now 15 years. Came through there when we were moving up. We drove through and met you all. Supporting us, and we're thankful for that. And it's been excited to watch and see how the Lord has used you to help us in the ministry here in the Arctic. But it's been exciting to watch the ministry grow there. And I remember just in the newly in the building there, still had the old building sitting out front when we first came through there. Just been again exciting. Thankful for ministry you've had to some of our folks that have come through there. When they're down in Edmonton, had opportunity to come to church there to minister to them. Thank you for that. Again, we're just so excited to be a part of your celebration today. Just continue to pray that the Lord would bless the ministry there, see it continue to grow, and reach the world for Christ. So God bless you. Enjoy your
happy day. Anniversary, Meadowlands. What a blessing it is to think back 23 years ago. As Michelle and I started attending Meadowlands, there was about 35 people in attendance and serving together as a family, how God just developed that ministry to what it is today. And I so look forward to what it's going to look like in 10 years from now, as God will use you, the family of Meadowlands, to accomplish His will for the work that He has for His people in His ministry there in Millwoods. Michelle and I and Adam and Josh moved to Edmonton from Estevan, Saskatchewan in 1997 to plant a Calvary Chapel church. And I had heard that there's a young American that came up to take over Meadowlands Baptist Church, and that he was a verse by verse teaching of the Word of God, the same type of ministry that Calvary Chapel was focused on. And so I met Pastor Jim, and him and I started praying for each other's ministries. And a year later, the Calvary Chapel church plant ended, and Michelle and I started attending Meadowlands. And God has really shown himself to Michelle and I throughout the 23 years that we know God's ministry there. It has been such a joy to be a part of what God has done and to be observing what he still is doing today. In 2005, Meadowlands commissioned Michelle and I out of Meadowlands to come to Lighthouse Baptist Church. And I have been the senior pastor here for this year is going to be 16 years that I've been here. And it's because of Meadowlands that we are here. Your prayers, your support. It's been encouraging to have you take us on as one of your missionaries for the addiction ministry, Freedom That Lasts. Thank you for partnering with us for kingdom building, and we look forward to what God is going to do with us together. And thank you again for allowing us to use the church building for our entire family to be able to come and worship together during this COVID season. May God continually to abundantly bless you for his namesake, for his glory, but also for your good.
What a blessing to see those videos. We truly believe that God's hand has been on this church, especially as we have sought to hold the Word of God in high esteem from the beginning until now. His Word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. So we're going to sing a prayer that we continually proclaim God's Word faithfully until we see Christ face to face. O Word of God incarnate, O wisdom from on high.
O Word of God incarnate, O wisdom from on high, O truth unchanged, unchanging, O light of our dark sky, we praise you for the Church from her dear Master, receive the gift divine, and still that light is lifted on all the earth to shine. It is a chart and compass that all life's voyage through, mid mists and rocks and quicksands, still guides, O Christ, to you. Oh, make your church, dear Savior, a lamp of purest gold to bear before our path to trace, till clouds and darkness ended, we see you face to face. Mm-hmm.
together and sing, "Oh, How Good It Is."
Oh, how good it is when the family of God dwells together in spirit, in faith and unity, where the bonds of peace, of acceptance and love are the fruits of His presence here among us. So with one voice we'll sing to the Lord, and with one heart we'll live out His word, till the whole earth sees the Redeemer has come, for He dwells in the presence of His people. Oh, how good it is on this journey we share to rejoice with the happy and weep with those who mourn, for the weak find strength, the afflicted find grace when we offer the blessing of belonging. So with one voice we'll sing to the Lord, and with one heart we'll live out His word, till the whole earth sees the Redeemer has come, for He dwells in the presence of His people. Oh, how good it is to embrace His command, to prefer one another, forgive as He forgives. When we live as one, we all share in the love of the Son with the Father and the Spirit. So with one voice we'll sing to the Lord, and with one heart we'll live out His word, till the whole earth sees the Redeemer has come, for He dwells in the presence of His people.
Hi, Meadowlands. On behalf of Beaumont Baptist Church, it's a great joy today to celebrate 25 years of God's faithfulness with you. And it's our prayer that God will continue to bless you with many, many more years of faithful ministry right there in Southeast Edmonton. God's put you in a great place, an awesome location to advance and share the gospel. God is great and God is good, and His track record proves that time and time again. As many of you know, Beaumont Baptist Church was officially planted out of Meadowlands Baptist Church back in 2015. And it really got off to a great start, but certainly not without its challenges by any means. And I remember back in 2017, I was actually on staff at Meadowlands, which, by the way, was just a great joy. I think my wife and I and our family, we look back at those years and that time and just really loved serving with you all at Meadowlands. And I remember back in 2017, Kevin Williams and I, Pastor Kevin, we were walking through the foyer, and the church plant, Beaumont Baptist, found itself without a pastor at the time. And I had some challenges getting started. And I remember just saying something like this to Kevin. I said, "You know, I wonder if it's just maybe time for those people, the people that planted the church out of Meadowlands, just to come back to Meadowlands. Maybe God's, I don't know, maybe He's not in it. And maybe God doesn't want a church plant there in Beaumont." And little did I know, a few months later, I would actually become the next pastor there. All that to say, though, I don't think Satan ever wanted the Beaumont church plant to happen. But God did, and God's been faithful. And the longer I've served now in Beaumont, I just believe more than ever that Beaumont needs the gospel, and that Beaumont needs a gospel preaching church right there in the city. And just on behalf of our church, Beaumont Baptist Church, I want to say thank you for your investment in the gospel and gospel advance in Beaumont. I was thinking about Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 6, and Paul's writing to his friends, his ministry partners, the church of Philippi, and he says this: I thank my God in all my remembrance of you. And today, as I think about you, I just would echo those words of Paul. He says in verse 4, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making my prayer with joy. It's a great joy to partner together in the gospel. And then verse 5, Paul writes this: because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Paul thanked God that he had given him gospel partners in the Philippians. And today, on your 25th anniversary of celebrating God's faithfulness, I just want to say thank you for your partnership in the gospel from the very first day until now. And that's been a great blessing to our church, and the gospel is going forward in Beaumont. Paul concludes that passage in verse 6 with this: I'm sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ. That's awesome. That's what God is doing. He's bringing his work to completion. And I just want to say I love and appreciate you guys. Our church loves and appreciates you and your pastors and the joy of partnering together. And as you pause here today to look backwards at 25 years of God's faithfulness, I hope what you'll be in most awe of is God himself. And I hope as you look back that you'll be encouraged as you embark on the future, your next 25 years in ministry, and hopefully God will give you many, many more after that. God bless.
Hi, my name is Pastor Bud Talbert, and I'm here to introduce myself to those of you who may not know me. In 1988, my family and I moved to Calgary to start the Foundation Baptist Church. In those early years, we were familiar with Northland Baptist Church, but in 1997, when Pastor Jim Tillotson came and changed the name to Meadowlands, we got to know and love him and the church family very, very much. After we'd been in Calgary about 18 years, in 2006, Pastor Jim began to talk to us about moving to Edmonton to start a Bible college there. We were comfortable staying at Foundation, but we did begin to pray about moving to Edmonton, about what God wanted us to do. By 2008, the Lord had moved the Michael Miller family to come and take Foundation in Calgary, and so we moved to Beaumont in April of 2009 and started the Foundation Church Institute with about 60 students. In September of that same year, we started Foundation Baptist College with just a handful of students. I was on staff at the church, but my main responsibility was really teaching at the college. And in the years since then, we've had several hundred students as students of the institute and the college together. In 2012, I joined Lighthouse Baptist Church as the pastor of preaching and teaching, and It's always been a little bit difficult to juggle the church responsibilities and the college responsibilities, but I do thoroughly enjoy preaching at the church and teaching and preparing the classes for the college. I want to wish you a happy anniversary, Meadowlands family. Thank you for including me in your journey of God's blessing. It's been a real sign of the Lord's grace that he gave you Pastor Jim and Pastor Kevin as your pastors over these years. And you have a bright future as you look to the Lord for his work and will in your lives. Perhaps you would consider sitting in on a college class or two and use that time to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Happy anniversary. And thank you for allowing me to be part of this great church.
Hi, friends at Meadowlands. I can remember a number of years ago when I first heard about what was happening out in Edmonton and with the church really growing and taking off. And it's just so encouraging to stand here 25 years after the church began and to praise the Lord for everything that's been done. not only in Edmonton, but through you, God has done a lot of things around the world, significant things. I'm only aware of part of that because of our involvement with you and with the Friesens in the past. But we just want to thank you and praise the Lord for all that you have done for the ministry in Turkey. What you've done is huge, both individuals in the church and collectively as well. And as well in Malta, we're so glad for your continued support and what's happening here. And so grateful that many of you were, well, some of you, were able to make a trip here a year ago. Hard to believe, actually 2 years ago. The time flies so quickly, it's hard to believe it's been that long. But praise the Lord for all that's going on there. And again, we just thank you for your commitment to us. You are a blessing in so many ways, in regular ways and in faithful ways. And we praise the Lord for what he's doing at Meadowlands Baptist Church.
Greetings, Meadowlands Baptist Church in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. It's the middle of February here in Knysna, South Africa. We're enjoying a beautiful sunny morning. Actually, almost every morning is like that here. And we're sorry it probably doesn't look like this where you are, but we wanted to just say thank you. You have faithfully and generously supported us. Just recently, we heard from Pastor Williams that you've raised our support again. Thank you for that. It's been a great privilege to be supported by you, to be loved by you, and we hope that a fruit that has been produced here will abound to your account because of your faithful giving.
Thank you so much for your prayers for us on our behalf. Knowing that people back home are praying for us, both for our family, for the ministry, and you'll probably laugh for our health issues that we've had since we've been here, we appreciate knowing that people back home are praying for us.
We wanted to say happy anniversary. It's a significant milestone, 25 years. My wife and I have been married 23 years, so almost 25 years. I was just thinking about getting married when you were starting a church in the southeast corner of Edmonton. So congratulations. We consider 25 years to be a great example of God's faithfulness, and we're rejoicing with you. I pray that God will keep you faithful as you shine the light in your community and as you disciple believers through the various ministries that you have there at Meadowlands.
When I think of 25 years, it brings back memories of I graduated from university 25 years ago. It's hard to believe that it's been that long, but God has been good. And I also think 25 years of our son Caleb, who's 22 this year, and some of you know him. He lives in Athabasca, and 25 years is a long time, but God has been faithful to you. It also reminds me of one of my favorite Bible verses. 1 Corinthians 15:58 says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Keep on being faithful to the Lord. We pray for you, and we'll pray for God's continued blessing on the ministry there.
Yes, thank you so much for praying for us, for giving. We love you, and we look forward to being with you maybe in 2022. That reminds me, 25 is half as old as my wife will be this year. So I'll let you do the math on that, but we're celebrating a big milestone here this year in 2021. We love you. Happy anniversary. Congratulations on 25 years of faithful service to the Lord.
See you from Knysna.
So long.
Well, it sure is a blessing to see some of our ministry partners, and hopefully some of them will be able to see in person in the years ahead. But a privilege just to be used by the Lord, to be part of His church, and to be a small part of really what He's doing all over the world. Usually our anniversary service would be followed by an all-church lunch together. That's been our tradition. It's certainly been something that we have always enjoyed, but we are unable to do that this year. But we are able to have some gifts for you as you leave. We have a magnet that each of you can have that just is kind of a reminder of what God has done. You can put it on your refrigerator, and hopefully remind you of the blessings of what God has done, but also to pray for our church as we seek to be faithful and led by Him in the future. We also have a special dessert for each person, and you can take that cupcake and take it home with you and eat that and just have a small token to celebrate this occasion. It's customary to receive gifts for a milestone anniversary. My mom and dad just celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary last month. And so my other siblings and I, our families, got together and contributed for a gift to give them for their anniversary. And so our church has been given gifts. Now, these gifts are not especially for our anniversary. In fact, we see mention of these gifts in our text this morning, 1 Peter chapter 4 in verse 10. Would you turn with me to 1 Peter? And we will just briefly look at one verse because that's all the time that we have this morning. It's been a blessing to have some of these other things. We'll be taking the Lord's Supper in just a few minutes. But the Apostle Peter mentions gifts to the church. He says in chapter 4, verse 10, "As each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God." Peter tells us that each one of us has received a gift. But the gift is really on loan from God because He calls us stewards. We are managers entrusted with these gifts. 1 Corinthians 12 refers to as these gifts as spiritual gifts because they are from the Holy Spirit and the result of His indwelling. Peter further emphasizes God as the giver by calling our gifts the manifold grace of God. These gifts display the grace of the giver. Instead of gathering together on Sundays and praising each other and the gifts that we have, instead we rightly praise the giver for what He has given and what He is doing through these gifts. So God has given each of His children a spiritual gift. What then are we to do with these gifts? Well, Peter says, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another. You have a gift from God, and I have a gift from God. And we are to use our gifts to serve each other. These are ministry gifts. Paul says it this way in Romans 12, verse 6. "Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them." You see, you are given a gift from God, but that gift isn't really for you. It is for others. You are charged with good stewardship of the gift in order to be a blessing to others. On Friday, I received a plate of cupcakes from the Richmond family. And there were six cupcakes. There are six members of my family. And it had a little sticky note that said, "To the Williams family." But I wondered if I just ate all of those myself, if the rest of my family would ever know. In fact, I even asked Mark Richmond and said, "Do I have to give them all to my family?" And he said, "Well, that's up to you." Well, I have you know that I did the right thing. I did not eat one cupcake until I brought all six of them untampered with to the family. And why is that? Well, it probably was better for my health, for one. But it was the intent of the giver that I not just keep them for myself, although it was given to me, but it was for the purpose of sharing with my family. And that's what God has done. He has gifted you with time, with talents, with treasure, with spiritual gifts. But really, He has entrusted these gifts to you to share with others, to share with your spiritual family. Peter makes another important point when he refers to being good stewards of the manifold grace of God. God's grace is manifold. It is diversified. It is multifaceted. There are various ways God's grace is demonstrated, and so are His gifts. Paul makes the same point in Romans 12, verse 6, referring to gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. Paul also says that the church is one body, but with different members. All the members are important, but not all members have the same function. To the quarreling church of Corinth, he wrote, "There are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of ministries, but the same Lord. There are diversities of activities, but it is the same God who works all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all." In the New Testament, we find five different lists of spiritual gifts. And no one gift appears in all five lists. And no one list contains all of the gifts. This tells us that there are a variety of spiritual gifts with different combinations and degrees. In a sense, your spiritual gift is unique to you. And that means that the church needs you to share your unique gift with others. The list in Ephesians chapter 4 actually states that the gifted people themselves are gifts to the church. So here's the main idea. God has not only saved you, but He has placed you into a community of believers. And this is not only for your good, but for the good of others. In order to serve the church, the Lord has gifted you for that service. And since you possess a spiritual gift, you are a gift to the church. So as we consider the work of God over the last 25 years, we praise God for His manifold grace. Throughout these years, the Lord has assembled a group of people to serve Him. And He has equipped them to serve by giving each one of us spiritual gifts. Each person over the years has been a gift to this church. You are a gift to this church. And so we give all the glory and praise to the giver, even as we seek to be faithful stewards of what He has given to us. As we conclude this brief message about God's gifts to the church, I'm reminded of what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 9:15. After commending the church for their sacrificial and cheerful giving, He directs their attention to the ultimate gift. He says, "Thanks be to God for His indescribable gift." The only reason you can give, the only reason there even is a church, is because of God's indescribable gift. You see, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. But whoever lives and believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For by grace you are saved through faith, but not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. In just a minute, we are going to partake of the Lord's Supper together. Jesus told his disciples that he was going to suffer. And he tells them that this suffering on the cross is really a gift for them. He tells them, "My body is broken for you." He says, "My blood is shed for the forgiveness of sins." What an indescribable gift. Galatians 1:4 states that Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil age. In Galatians 2:20, Paul says, "The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." To Timothy, he writes that Jesus gave himself a ransom for all. To Titus, he says, "Jesus Christ gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people." And in Ephesians 5, we read that Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. All of the gifts we have from God, our salvation, our church, his eternal promises, they are ours only because Jesus Christ gave himself. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. Let's bow for prayer. Our Father, we do want to thank you. We thank you for the 25 years that you have been at work in this church. We thank you for the testimonies that we heard today of your working, how you continue that good work all around the world. We realize that we're just one small group and who are trying to be faithful as you have your people all over the world. For the last 2,000 years, you have been building your church. You have been doing that at different cultures, in different geographical places, in different languages, but the same Lord, the same gospel, the same scriptures. We pray that even as we have seen you at work in these 25 years, that we would look to you because you are always faithful, that you would shepherd us in the years that you have for us. Some will come and go, but until Christ comes, we want you to find us faithful. Father, we are thankful for what you're doing, not only in our church, but in our city, in our province, around the country, and around the world. And we pray that you would continue to do that good work that you have begun. Now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. We now have the privilege of remembering our Lord in the way he prescribes for us. And so we have our cup with the juice as well as with the bread. If you did not pick one of those up, you're welcome to on the table right here in the back. You could get those out at this time. And if you are our guest, you are welcome to join our church family as we remember the Lord. If you are trusting in Jesus Christ alone as your Lord and Savior and are in right fellowship with other believers and with the Lord, we'll begin by taking the bread. The scriptures tell us that the Lord Jesus, on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And in the same manner, he took also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes. Let's stand together to praise God for his indescribable gift. Though our sins are many, his mercy is more.
What love could remember no wrongs we have done? Omniscient, all-knowing, he counts not their sum. Thrown into a sea without bottom or shore. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. What patience would wait as we constantly roll? What Father so tender is calling us home? He welcomes the weakest, the vilest, the poor. Our sins, they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Darkness new every morn. Our sins they are many, his mercy is more. What riches of kindness he lavished on us. His blood was the payment, his life was the cost. We stood neath a debt we could never afford. Our sins they are many, his mercy is more. Praise the Lord, his mercy is more. Stronger than darkness, our sins they are many, his mercy is more.
Let us bow in a word of prayer. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for the time that we could remember the greatest gift of all, the sacrifice of your Son, Jesus Christ, on the cross. And Lord, because of your sacrifice on the cross, you have brought a people to yourself, washed in the blood of the Lamb. And Lord, we thank you for what you have done for us. We thank you for your grace and your mercy for the past 2,000 years. And Lord, as we look back even over the past 25 years, we can look to the future and you will be faithful yet again. So Lord, as we leave this place, Lord, may we be asking ourselves a question. What gift have I been given to serve the body of Christ? And how am I putting that gift into practice to bless others around me? And Lord, may we answer that question. Because before the foundation of the world was ever established, you had planned out good things, good works for us to do. And you have given us the gift of your Holy Spirit for those who have called upon your name. And you have given us good gifts to use to bless others around us. So, Lord, we thank you for these truths. We thank you again for your faithfulness. We thank you for your grace. And we look forward to the future of what you are going to do. Thank you for being with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Just a reminder, there is gifts out in the hallway, out in the foyer for you. Please pick them up. Thank you for coming this morning.